Welcome back to the morning show. Jay Durant from Global TV hosting. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, we talked to Tommy Europe, trainer, a little bit earlier on this morning about New Year's resolutions regards to fitness. He gave us some good pointers. Let's bring in Candace Platter. She's a registered clinical counselor, author of Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself. How are you doing, Candace?
Good morning, Jay. I'm great.
All right. Let's talk about your theories on resolutions and maintaining them. Now, you offer an alternative. There's resolutions and something you call intentions. Explain.
Well, you know, when most of us look at making resolutions, especially at this time of year, I mean, this is all that people are talking about, right? No pressure there. Most of us are looking at problems about ourselves that we think we need to fix. So, you know, we actually come from this place of feeling kind of ashamed, like, you know, I've gained some weight, so I'm a bad person, or I'm still smoking, or I still haven't gotten my garage cleaned out, and I said I'd do that last year. And so there's that feeling of I should do this. I should lose that weight. I should, you know, do whatever it is that I'm, that, as that saying goes, we're shooting on ourselves, you know? And when people come from a place like that, we also have all of these messages from the outside. We have commercials, and we have people in our families telling us we should lose this weight or we should quit smoking. So it really comes from the outside in. And when we feel like we're problems to be solved, there's usually this feeling of, I don't really want to do this. You know, there's a feeling of resentment of, I really don't want to do this.
So what do? We don't consider these problems? We take a different approach to it?
I think we do have to take a different approach. I talk about setting intentions instead of resolutions. And intentions are a very different kind of energy. An intention is really about, how do I want to feel about myself as a person? What do I need to do, or what do I need to not do to respect myself, to be able to look in the mirror and see a person that I like being? How do I want to show up in the world? So it could be the same issues. If you've gained some weight over the year and you want to lose some weight, there's no problem with doing that. But it's about coming from a different place with yourself. Instead of, I should do this, I'm bad because I've gained the weight, it's a place of, you know, I really want to do this for myself. When I think it through to its logical conclusion, I feel different about myself when I think about myself losing this weight. I feel different about myself, and that's what I want.
So when you suggest this alternative approach to people, intentions instead of resolutions, what's their reaction, and what's been the end result?
The reaction that I get from people is kind of thank you. Feel like I can breathe. That's the result. Mm-hmm. And because people don't feel resentful about having to do these resolutions, I should, they actually achieve what they're setting out to achieve.
So you find them, they'd be a little easier to maintain.
Much easier to maintain. With resolutions, we talk about them, most of us, we talk about them at the beginning of the year. You know, it's the water cooler story. And then that's it. You know, we get to a point, usually not too soon into the new, not too far into the new year, where we're saying, I don't really want to go to the gym, or I really want to have that, you know, cafe latte, so I'm just going to do it. Instead of thinking to themselves, you know, I'm not going to feel good about myself if I do this. I'm not going to respect myself if I do this. So I'm going to pass today and not have that cafe latte.
We're talking to Candace Platter, registered clinical counselor. Candace, what do you think we do put so much pressure on ourselves and beat ourselves up when there's something we don't like about ourselves?
Well, you know, I think we live, I'll just backtrack and say that I work with addiction. I work a lot with addiction. And, you know, I think we live in a pretty addictive society that tells us that we're not okay. And, you know, and we have a lot of commercials that tell us that we're not okay. And one of the things that I remember, one commercial I remember, it's not on the air anymore, but I think it was for Right Guard deodorant. It's like the never let them see a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't let people know what's really going on for us, and we can't tell people how we really feel, and we have to buy this and buy that to look better and to feel better, and that just doesn't last very long. Those don't create lasting change within ourselves.
So examples of intentions, can they be very similar to the resolutions that we know that are you know, quite common? Eat better, fitness, we can base intentions on those?
Absolutely. In fact, those are some of the best things to base an intention on, because if we decide really from within, from the inside out, if we decide that we do want to be more healthy, we want to not do the things that we've been doing because we want to stick around for a while and we want to show up differently in the world. You know, we want to help people. We want to contribute. We want to be that person. That's the reason to make an intention. So anybody can fix any kind of problem, but with a very different mindset.
How important is it to keep expectations reasonable?
It's very important. And with intentions, you know, it's easy. I was listening to the man you had on before who was talking about his boot camp and the fitness.
Tommy Europe, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about how he works with people where they are. He starts with people where they are. And that's what we need to do. We have to look at where am I with weight? You know, where am I with smoking? Where am I with that? How can I cut back? How can I maybe not completely cut out sugar, but I can back up with it. I can stop having so much with it. Let's start with some baby steps. How am I going to feel about myself deep inside when today I don't have as much sugar as I had yesterday?
Yeah, I guess getting to that starting point, I mean, that's sounds like it might be easier said than done. For some people, it's recognizing the problems and just getting to that first step.
Yes, it is. But I think with resolutions, when we make a resolution of I should, I have to, it's really hard to start where you are. You just have to obliterate the problem. That'll make me feel better, but then it doesn't get maintained, so it makes you feel worse. With intentions, you can start with baby steps. This is who I want to be. This is what I want to have happen. How can I do that in a realistic way? How can I be kind to myself and gentle with myself and still do it?
All right. We were talking to Candace Platter, registered clinical counselor, talking about New Year's resolutions and an alternative that she has suggested, intentions. We'll talk about this a little bit more coming up after the break. Okay, we were talking about the challenges in keeping New Year's resolutions. Candace Platter, she is a registered clinical counselor, joining us on the line. Candace, we talked about resolutions versus intention. You say start by exploring how you feel about yourself in terms of setting these goals and guidelines for the new year.
Right, and explore how you would like to feel about yourself. That's the difference between a resolution and an intention. So, you know, instead of looking at something about yourself that you need to fix or you think you need to, you know, improve, there's nothing wrong with self-improvement. But how about exploring more about how you would like to feel about yourself? You know, if quitting smoking is something that you'd like to do in 2015, then focus on the increased self-respect that you'll feel when you accomplish this. And that might be a lot more helpful than shaming yourself into telling yourself that you should quit or how weak you are because you're continuing to smoke. It's interesting, too, Jay, because you just had an ad that I was listening to about bullying, and it's so amazing that people are taking a stand about bullying. I hope that continues for a really long time until we don't need to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that maybe we're not looking at is how we bully ourselves.
Yeah, very good point.
We shame ourselves.
Very good point. Well, your book is Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself. So, as you touched on, it's working from within rather than from outside, the other direction. There's a lot of influences, as you touched on before the break, commercials and just a lot of pressure from a lot of angles.
Yes, and we can decide what we want to buy into and what we don't want to buy into. So we can make these decisions for ourselves, and we can be gentler and more self-respecting with ourselves.
Tell us a little more about your book. What are some of the other key points that you try to get across in your book?
Well, my book is really for loved ones who have addicts in their lives of any kind of addiction across the board. It's for people who dearly love somebody who's struggling with addiction. There's a lot of help out there for the addicts when they're ready to get that help, when they're ready to quit whatever they're doing. There's not very much help out there for the loved ones of these addicts, and they're just struggling and suffering right along with the people that they love so much, and very little is being done for them. There are wonderful programs like Al-Anon and Parents Forever and places like that that they can go, but there's very few of them. And we need to help the loved ones of addicts, alcoholics, gamblers, mm-hmm. smokers, whatever.
How important is it? We talked earlier about getting to that first step and recognizing that there's a problem, that a person wants to take steps to correct it, to make amends. Just communicating with people. You talked about the loved ones. How important is it to sort of get that out there? And I can imagine it would be difficult in many situations too.
Oh yeah, it's very difficult. But you know, I have 10 survival tips for loved ones in this situation, because it can be devastating. Addiction is so prevalent and it takes people's lives. It's a life or death situation in many cases. And the first survival tip that I put out is come face to face with reality. Because until we see what's really going on, until we let ourselves see it, we're not going to do much to change it. And something I talk about in the book a lot is that if nothing changes, nothing changes. It's a really simple concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing changes, nothing changes. And nothing will change if we keep telling ourselves that, oh, it's okay, it's not really that bad. You know, we need to really be seeing, yeah, it's that bad, and I might need some help with this.
So you obviously have to be patient with your basically your schedule that you set for yourself. That's got to be challenging to do. I mean, you're used to this lifestyle, used to certain things, certain addictions, but just giving yourself, not putting so much pressure on yourself, that has to be a key.
That is a key, and it's a key for people who are trying to get over addiction, and it's also a key for the people who love them. I myself am 27 years clean and sober now, so I know addiction from all kinds of angles, and we do need to be patient with ourselves, but we also need to challenge ourselves, and we need to raise the bar in terms of what we've been doing so that we feel better about ourselves. You know, when we're in active addiction, we are not respecting ourselves. There's no way that those two things can go together. And if a loved one is putting up with negative behaviors from an addict that they love, they're not respecting themselves either, and they're not helping the addict.
Candace Platter, registered clinical counselor, author of Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself, with some advice and some tips for people who want to change things. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and using intentions as an alternative. And her suggestion is to self-respect. That's starters right there. Candace, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. It was a pleasure.
Okay. We're going to wrap up the morning show. Jay Durant from Global TV. I've been your host this morning. It's been great fun. I'm going to talk to Mike Smith coming up after the break about what's next on CKNW.